السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast. We will help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence in worship, energy, love and legacy. I'm your host Rushdie Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to, inshallah, use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move from average to excellence. Bismillah. As usual, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I am super thrilled to meet you again in another beautiful episode. In today's episode, I want to actually discuss a subject that most people neglect. Know what it is? What's the subject? Well, that's about gut health. Yes, today inshallah we will discuss why gut health is crucial for our mental and physical well-being. The reason I decided to talk about this subject is that most people in our society and in our community are actually least concerned about gut health. However, the importance of our gut health is something even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about 1400 years ago. You know, in an authentic hadith that is reported in Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, and Nasa'i, and Al-Hakim, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as you know this hadith, as most of us alhamdulillah know this, a human being feels no vessel worse than his stomach. The son of Adam, you know, no son of Adam can feel something worse than his stomach. Okay, a human being feels no vessel worse than his stomach. It is sufficient for the son of Adam to eat a few mouthfuls to keep going. If he must fill his stomach, then he should allow 1/3 for his food, 1/3 for his drink, and 1/3 for his, yeah. So as you know, I'm sure you have heard this hadith many times, right? So basically the hadith is about, Prophet said, the worst thing to fill is what? Of a stomach. And if you really want to be just healthy, a few mouthfuls actually should be actually enough. But if you feel like you must fill your stomach, then fill it just 1/3 with the food, 1/3 with the drink, and 1/3 for the air. Basically, keep it free. And this is a hadith, alhamdulillah, I'm sure that as Muslims we are very familiar with, but this is also one of the most comprehensive hadith on health. That's why Imam Ibn Rajab alhamdulillah said that this hadith actually encompasses all medical principles. So everything that has to do with medicine is basically encompasses there. And when one of the famous Arab physicians Ibn Masawiya read this hadith, he actually said that had these words been applied by people, they would not have been diseased, and doctors and pharmacists would have had nothing to do, since the source of all diseases is gluttony, that is excessive eating. So basically he says is, you know, if people would actually read this hadith and if they would actually put it into practice, subhanallah, there's no need for doctors and pharmacists, because again, one of the biggest and the most the biggest source of all diseases, as he says, is gluttony, that is excessive eating. Another famous Arab physician, Al-Harith ibn Khilda, he says that diet is the foundation of medicine and the stomach is the foundation of illness. It's very, very beautiful. In fact, Al-Harith ibn Khilda, some say he's even a Sahaba, and some say no, he's not a Sahaba, but he was a contemporary who lived during the time of the Prophet. Whether he became a Muslim or not, Allahu A'lam, it's not clear. But I felt like the saying is incredibly valuable, and he's a very famous Arab physician during that time. So he said diet is the foundation of medicine and the stomach is the foundation of illness. And And not only he, obviously, the one who precedes him, that is the ancient Greek father of medicine, Hippocrates, he says that all diseases begin in the gut. Okay, all diseases begin in the gut. So looking at all religions and the sayings of the philosophers all around the world, from the Greek to Persians to Arab and all these philosophers, as well as all the religions around the world, the simple thing they reiterate is this. That is, taking care of your gut is important because that is the source of all diseases. So today, inshallah, we want to see what science says about the importance of caring for our gut. What is scientific reason for us to take care of our gut? If you want just one line answer, science is unequivocal that when we start to take care of our gut health, we will improve not only our physical health, but also our mental health. Now, in order to understand how mental health is affected by our gut health, I actually need to first explain to you the gut-brain connection. So, as I said, I'm going to just repeat this again. The gut is incredibly important for our physical as well as our mental health. Now, but in order to understand how the mental health is affected, you need to first understand the connection between your gut and brain. The fact is, your gut and brain are physically and biochemically connected through a nerve called the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is a long nerve that actually runs from your brain to your stomach, connecting the gut with the brain. Okay, so it helps your brain talk to your stomach and tell it what to do. Okay, so it's basically the communication line between your brain and gut. The vagus nerve is the communication line between your brain and gut. For example, when you eat, your brain sends a message to your stomach through the vagus nerve to start making juices that help you digest your food. Okay? Your stomach also sends messages back to your brain to let it know how much food is in there and how it is doing. So this back and forth communication between your brain and stomach helps keep your body healthy and working properly. So the vagus nerve plays a crucial role in regulating the gut-brain connection. It carries sensory information from the gut to the brain and also sends signals from the brain to the gut to control all these digestive processes. Okay? Now, as you can understand now, there's a close relationship between your digestive system and your brain. So this connection is actually bidirectional. So bidirectional meaning that the gut and the brain both influence each other. Okay? The gut sends signals to the brain to let it know when it is hungry or full, as well as the information regarding the type of nutrients in the gut. Okay? But that's not all. The gut also tells the brain about potential threats such as pathogenic bacteria or toxins. So this information allows the brain to regulate digestive processes and influence other physiological functions such as metabolism, immune response, and behavior. Okay? On the other hand, the brain also sends signals to the gut to help it digest food and absorb nutrients. So the brain also sends signals to the gut to stimulate or even inhibit the production of digestive enzymes and hormones, as well as to control the movement of food through the digestive tract. So whenever you eat something and you feel like, okay, you basically need certain enzymes to digest, right? So it is sent by brain to the gut. Now, in addition, the brain can also send signals to the gut to regulate blood flow and the immune response in the gut. While the gut and the brain exchange signals, scientists actually say that in every line of communication from the brain to the gut, there is actually 9 times more communication going from gut to brain. Now think about that. Every line of communication from the brain to the gut, there is actually 9 times more communication from that's going from gut to brain. Now, why is there 9 times more communication going from gut to brain? Think about that. And what does it actually mean for us and the food we eat? We can talk about that for quite many hours, but the basic, in the most basic sense, it means like every morsel of food we eat impacts our gut health, which then affects our brain health. Okay, whatever we put in our stomach has a direct impact on your brain. So to truly understand how the food you eat actually impacts your physical and mental well-being, you must also first understand the gut microbiome's role. Now, what is the gut microbiome? Well, the gut microbiome refers to the diverse community of microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses, fungi, etc. and that live in your gastrointestinal tract, basically, in short, gut. So your gut microbiome is like a little city inside your stomach and intestines. So think about like a little city inside your stomach and intestines. This city is made up of a lot of tiny creatures like bacteria and many other things that help your body actually work properly. Okay? Talking about bacteria, do you know that we are more bacteria than humans? Did you know that? We are more bacteria than humans. It might sound strange, but at least from the perspective of numbers, it is true. Bacteria actually outnumber our own cells 10 to 1. You see, our gut houses 100 trillion, not billion, trillion microbes. So 1 trillion is 1,000 billions, right? SubhanAllah, just imagine. I mean, just to give you some perspective. 1 billion is 1,000 millions. And 1,000 billions is 1 trillion. And how many bacteria are actually, how many microbes are in our gut? Around 100 trillion microbes. That's more than the stars outside, SubhanAllah. That's much more than the total number of cells in our body. Okay? 100 trillion microbes is much more than the total number of cells in our body. We have like 10 trillion cells, depending on which scientist you ask, by the way. Some say 7, 10 to 70. But anyway, and in any way, we are actually more bacteria than cells. Now, why do we have so many microbes in our bodies? What's the reason? Well, these creatures actually help us digest our food, and they ensure that our body gets all the good stuff from the food we eat. I mean, all these vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients, all these good stuff that our body needs are actually extracted by these creatures in our stomach. So they also actually, these microbes also help us keep us healthy by fighting off these harmful bacteria and germs that might otherwise make us sick. Okay, so having a good balance of different types of bacteria in our gut microbiome is really important for staying healthy and feeling our best. As I said, they do a lot of job for us. And one thing I said is actually digesting our food and make sure that they extract the good bacteria. But again, as I said, they also fight all these harmful bacteria. Now, at any given time, we have a certain ratio of good and bad bacteria in our gut. Now, every one of us, we have good and some bad bacteria. So they co-live in our stomach. However, when the ratio of good and bad bacteria in our gut goes out of the window, our gut ecosystem is basically disrupted. And that's when it has a direct consequence of on our well-being, as well as direct consequence on our brains. Okay, so it's very important for us to keep that balance. And it's again, why the balance goes off depending on many things, and we will inshallah discuss about those things inshallah, in our next episode, you know, like lack of sleep, eating processed food, all these things actually make the ratio go off. Okay. Now, imbalances in the gut microbiome actually have been linked to a number of health conditions, including inflammatory bowel disease, obesity, and mental health disorders. Okay. In a research done on mice, researchers took a strain of typically timid and shy mice and changed the composition of their gut bacteria. That's the only thing they did. They took the typically timid and shy mice and basically they changed the composition of their gut bacteria. Basically, they made the gut bacteria in such a ratio that the bad bacteria was higher than the good bacteria. Okay? You know what happened? SubhanAllah. The behavior of the mice completely changed. From being timid and shy, instantly they became bold and adventurous. SubhanAllah. Now think about that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. Now just to correct, I said something not correct. I mean, it is not about changing the composition good to bad bacteria, but about just changing certain types of bacteria in the gut. So the research actually shows is what it shows is just changing the composition of the gut bacteria depend, because there are so many different colonies of bacteria in our stomach, right? You can basically you can change it in human as well as in animals. So they tried what will happen for shy and timid mice when we change the gut composition to a certain way. And what happened? They became bold and adventurous. Now think about that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. Who would have thought that the composition of their gut bacteria has such an impact on the mind and mind? SubhanAllah. I mean, just before we're going forward, SubhanAllah, after many, many, many years, I became very sick a few months before. Unfortunately, I had to take some antibiotics. And I'm not a big fan of that, but alhamdulillah, it's life-saving. We should take it when the doctor says that, obviously. I think after, I don't know how many years, maybe after 20 years, I had to take that antibiotic. And I noticed, subhanAllah, during that time, at least after 2 to 4 weeks, my mind wasn't really the mind I'm used to, like, you know, I couldn't think straight. My focus was down. My creativity was down for an entire month until obviously it took, because it takes again, it takes some time until you repopulate all these good bacteria in your stomach, right? Because the problem with the antibiotics is it kills not only the bad bacteria, but also the good ones. So I felt that whole month was like really down mentally. And now thinking about that, I mean, I was going through these research studies and I was like, SubhanAllah, how true is that? You don't need a research study. At least in my case, I felt the difference so vividly. Anyway, so now going back to the research study, who would have thought that the composition of their gut bacteria has such an impact on the mind? Now, your gut isn't something that helps you digest food, but it also guides your emotions. And that's the message I want to actually mention here. Okay, so what food you eat not only enhances your physical health, but it also enhances your mental health. That's because the food you eat matters, because that impacts your gut and that impacts your mind. Okay, now there are hundreds of research studies that connect poor eating habits to increased depression and anxiety rates. In one of the latest research studies published in the American Journal of Psychology, okay, the researchers wanted to find out whether depression and anxiety are associated with the food people eat. It's a very beautiful, it's an interesting research actually. So what they did was they compared the traditional diet with the Western diet. So traditional being, you know, a diet with a lot of vegetables, fruits, meat, fish, whole grains and all these things, right? Western diet meaning obviously a lot of processed fried foods, processed foods, refined grains, and a lot of sugary products, sugary donuts and all these sugar products. So they wanted to compare which one is actually doing better. The result was astounding, actually. Actually, in my perspective, it wasn't astounding, but for the researchers, obviously, it was astounding. A traditional dietary pattern, which characterized by vegetables, fruit, meat, fish, and all these things I told you just before, it was associated with lower odds for major depression or anxiety disorders. So meaning people who ate traditional dietary pattern, they had actually fewer major depression or anxiety disorders than those who ate a diet of processed food, you know, those Western diet. And subhanAllah, think about that. SubhanAllah. So the food has a huge impact. I'm just mentioning you one simple study here, but there are many, many different studies regarding this issue. So it's amazing, right? SubhanAllah. So the truth is, a lot of your psychology depends on your physiology. This connection between physiology and psychology is much more complex than we think. Okay, let me give you a couple of more examples just to showcase this. For example, the gut bacteria manufacture about 95% of the body's supply of serotonin. Now, what is serotonin? Well, serotonin is incredibly important. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that is important for our psychological well-being. You know, serotonin regulates even sleep, appetite, mood. It even helps inhibit pain. Okay? In fact, serotonin is also linked to feeling good and even living longer. SubhanAllah. Now, the very fact that 95% of this crucial neurotransmitter is produced in the gut should help us understand the food's role in our mood, right? Or the gut's role in our mood. The reason I say food's role, because whatever you eat has an impact on your gut, right? But here's the thing, it's not just the serotonin, even our immune system. Immune system, do you know that 70 to 80% of our immune system is actually in our gut? 70 to 80% of our immune system is actually in our gut. So if our gut is not healthy, our immune system is not healthy. That means we are more prone to get sick. So that's the reason what you eat plays an humongous role on keeping your gut healthy. So if we take care of our gut, it will take care of us, bi'idhnillah. Very simple. It's such a simple and straightforward fact. So just like the gut has an amazing influence on the brain also exerts a powerful influence on gut bacteria as well. Okay, so all this time I was talking about the gut's impact on your brain. But brain also exerts a powerful influence on gut bacteria. How? Many studies have shown that even mild stress can tip the microbial balance in the gut, making it more vulnerable to infectious disease and triggering a cascade of reactions that impacts the brain. So your stress has a huge impact, because stress is obviously, it comes from the brain, right? So when you are stressed for whatever reasons, it has an impact on your gut. And that's why you might see that if you are very stressful, or at least if you go through a stressful period, you don't even feel hungry. You don't feel hungry because you can't eat because you are stressed. So the simple summary of our episode is this. If you take care of your gut, it will take care of your mental and physical health. Okay? And it's that important. So inshallah, in our next episode, we will look at what we can do to improve our gut health. In fact, I will talk about a couple of tools that will inshallah help all of us inshallah improve our gut health. Now, that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I hope this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. And last but not least, please subscribe to my podcast and share the podcast with your family and friends. You can make a difference in others' lives by sharing the information with them, hopefully, inshallah. So until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and your family. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.